Hi there. I wonder if you can help me. I've just noticed all the kids heading for the park, all in, is it?
Onesies.
Onesies. What's all this about then?
It's a West Lothian onesie walk.
It's a raising money initiative.
It's an initiative for what?
To raise money for school funds.
For school funds? And is it every class that's come along? Yes. And where do you all come from?
Yes, just the slowest.
Yes.
There's been hundreds and hundreds and all in dress. That's okay, thanks very much. Enjoy your day, kids. So this is an annual event. Yeah, I'll walk alongside you for a wee bit, huh?
Happens every year. We do a walk of some kind, whether it be a welly walk or a onesie walk or something.
And what's the dress supposed to be? This
onesie walk. I think it's a thing for loads of schools over Scotland that they're doing today.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, where are you walking to?
We're just going to walk around the park
and back. And back again, so at least the rain stayed
exactly,
off of you. That's fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye, kids. Hi there. I was just spoken to some of your colleagues who are at the tail end, and they've just actually went into the park, and they were telling us this is all about the onesies. It's for charity, for the school funds?
Yes, school funds.
Aye. And how long have you been doing this?
Well, I've been doing it a few years now.
For a few years, aye. And what kind of monies do you raise, and who donates to your charity or your fundraising? Is it the public?
The kids will all donate money.
Money themselves? Uh-huh. And do you get money in for other sponsors? Does any of the local businesses help you out?
I'm not quite sure about that.
Is there someone else I could talk to? Maybe tell us.
Miss Cross at the front there.
Miss Cross. I'll dive to the front. Hello.
Hiya.
Are you Miss Cross?
I am.
Yeah, I've just been sent to the vanguard here. I'm just doing a wee audio on what's happening in the local area. And
okay.
I've already spoken to a couple of your colleagues.
Yes.
The ones at the tail end who were last in the park. So I'm just asking this teacher back there, who donates to your funds? I know the kids collect for the funds for the school and that. Do you get any donations from the local businesses or the local authorities?
Not that I know of for this. This is a parent-funded.
It's a parent-funded one?
Yeah.
So it's pretty unique?
Yeah.
Right. I haven't seen it before in Bathgate, and I've been...
I think it's a West Lothian thing.
Is it a whole West Lothian, yeah?
Schools could opt in to do it, so some schools are doing it in some
way. Right. So you've been fortunate today to have decent weather for your wee walk. Aye.
I'm glad it wasn't yesterday.
And is it a different walk you do every year? Do you just pick a wee route?
That's our normal route.
Your normal one down through the Meadow Park?
Yeah.
Aye. That's fantastic. Thanks very much for talking to me. Hi, kids. It's fantastic to see this. You wouldn't believe these kids, every one of them, and the teachers, all dressed in amazing outfits. I'm not quite sure what onesies are. I've never heard of onesies. I've no doubt that many of you out there have. Hi there. But it's amazing to see all these kids. I mean, luckily in groups of, say, 30 to 40, and then a gap. The gap I can see just now, these are the ones that have just come back out of the park and heading back to Windynow Primary School, half a mile or so from here. And it's groups of 30 or 40, and I reckon, I don't know, I think it's probably every class in this school, all different age groups and sizes. But it's a wonderful thing to see. I've never ever seen it. I've been back here in my hometown for almost 23 years now, and I've never ever seen this happen. I suppose today has just been fortunate that I've been here. So, last group of kids I'll let you hear before I head back into the car and move off for the day. It's actually an amazing sight, see these kids.
an explanation of what happened and how I recorded this particular event, I think, is due. I was heading into the town this morning just after 9:20 a.m. and I spotted all these kids coming down the offshoot road that I reside on and onto the main, what we call the Glasgow Road, heading into town. Groups and groups of kids and their teachers, all dressed in this fantastic garb, and it just got to the better of me and I had to find out what it was. So I went up the town, picked up my message, and as I came back down, I couldn't resist getting out the car and asking what it was all about. And as I said in that recording previously, I'd never ever heard of it before. I don't know why it wasn't even publicised. But anyway, no matter. Now I know what onesies is all about, although, strictly speaking, I'm not yet quite sure what onesies is all about. But it was a fantastic sight, and it was great that the teachers marching on with the kids took the time to at least say something about it. I'm quite sure if I'd asked the kids, I'd probably been there for quite a while. But there again, you have to be very, very careful, especially when you don't particularly look like a reporter of any sort. At the end of, or near the end of the recording, I wanted to take a picture of the kids marching along in their outfits, so I was very clear in my means of doing that, in that I took a picture of the kids after they had passed me, so looking on their backs and not their faces, because I understand this thing about privacy. But I did notice a couple of the teachers had spotted me in the car at the side of the road and looking very ominously at me and pointing. So I thought, I can't let this go. So I drove the car forward, pulled up, and I explained to the teacher how I was recording audio, how I'd spoken to various colleagues, and she was perfectly happy. I even showed her a photograph I'd taken of the kids and explained I'd taken it from the back. Just goes to show that you have to be very, very careful when you're taking photographs or recording children. I was very aware of that when I was recording because I was up front with the mic, with the teachers. But taking that one photograph was enough to have two teachers pointing the finger at me and probably even taking my registration number of the car. But once it was explained, it was fine. But it was a great event to see. And it was just spontaneous recording, so not professional in any way, but it was great fun. And now I know what onesies is all about, I think.